This is written as a practical healing journey, not just as an academic book on healing. Healing is available to all of us, however. We must realize this, expecting our healing, and actively pursue our healing. Knowing that God is good is foundational and essential to receiving anything from God. Sickness is not from God, just as health and life are not from the devil. It is actually that simple. The greatest hindrance to our healing is what we expect or don't expect from God, and what His Word can do for us, for we generally get or reap what we expect, whether it be little or much. This book guides the reader through the Word of God in a logical progression of steps, making one aware of the power behind the Word. For Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. And Scripture also tells us that His Word is even above His name. Psalm chapter 138, verse 2. God's Word is able to meet all of our needs if we but come into agreement with His Word and let His Word work in our lives. The book addresses many relevant topics in everyday language concerning God's Word. There are 45 short chapter topics that are categorized under beginning mindsets, pursuing every healing path possible, biblical healing philosophies, and the journey continues. Some of the topics addressed in this book are knowing God's true character, there is no badness or ambivalence in Him, but only blessings and goodness. Knowing our true identity in Christ, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Understanding our inheritance, for we have access to all of Christ's riches and glory, and this includes every blessing we can imagine. Realizing our certain authorities in Christ Jesus, for it's time that believers stepped out and became bold. For when we first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, there will become no reason to seek yet another kingdom, for God's kingdom will provide all of our needs. Every believer must answer the question for themselves as to how much or how little they are going to believe in God's Word. Are you going to remain steadfast until the end, resting in the truth of God's Word, and become that overcomer? Or are you going to give up, choose to make the best of your physical sickness, limitation, or condition, and settle for second best? It is my wish that everyone reading or listening to this book, no matter what their condition might be, regardless of how it came upon them, or how long they have had it, will find their healing. That a seed will be planted, and they will rise up and say, "It is time for my healing," knowing the truth that they are a child of God and that life and health are part of the gospel. If you cling to the truth, you cannot fail.